Madison looked quite astonished, and felt amazed at the narration to which he had listened. After recovering himself, he said, "I well remember that morning, and the bitter anguish that wrung my heart. I will state the occasion of it. I had, on the previous Saturday, suffered a cruel lashing, had been tied up to the limb of a tree, with my feet chained together, and a heavy iron bar placed between my ankles. Thus suspended, I received on my naked back 40 stripes, and was kept in this distressing position 3 or 4 hours, and was then let down, only to have my torture increased, for my bleeding back, gashed by the cow skin, was washed by the overseer with old brine, partly to augment my suffering, and partly, as he said, to prevent inflammation. My crime was that I had stayed longer at the mill the day previous than it was thought I ought to have done, which I assured my master and the overseer was no fault of my own. But no excuses were allowed. Hold your tongue, you impudent rascal, met my every explanation. Slaveholders are so imperious when their passions are excited, as to construe every word of the slave into insolence. I could do nothing but submit to the agonizing infliction.